We see tremendous potential in the future. We are positioning ourselves for growth.
And that's Doug Bervin, Vice President of Corporate Affairs with POET. The company has 4 bioethanol facilities in Indiana, in Shelbyville, Portland, Alexandria, and North Manchester. Later this year, POET says it plans to reopen its 5th facility in Cloverdale in Putnam County.
We're very excited about that announcement. We're going to produce somewhere in the 100 million gallon range, and that's going to mean millions of bushels of demand for farmers in the area who deeply need that. You need to have growing markets for ever-increasing yields. Yields have been going up, up, up for years and years, and that's going to continue. We need to grow the biofuels market to soak up that surplus grain to offer a margin for farmers in the area.
Bervin says that POET's long-term plans would create a win-win across the board for farmers, Indiana's ag economy, and consumers.
We provide 10% of the nation's fuel supply. We want to go to 15%, and we can do that with excess capacity that we have today. Part of the reason that we're bringing Cloverdale on is we're increasing the blend rate of bioethanol in the fuel supply. That's going to lower the price at the pump. That's going to offer more markets for farmers all over the country and, frankly, all around the world.
Most of all, Bervin says the biofuel industry proves how important the ag industry has become in solving many of the world's problems.
Farmers are going to be asked to produce more food, more feed, more fiber, more fuel, more energy in general. And I think that's really important for farmers to realize. The world is depending on farmers more and more, and the farmers are getting more and more respect. I think that's really good, and biofuels are going to play a major role in that.
POET is hiring now for several positions to reopen the Cloverdale facility. You can apply online at POET.com. I'm CJ Miller.